This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so it's been what? A couple of months probably since the phrase too big to fail has been uttered into a Marketplace microphone. Well, we're going to have to start the streak over after the broadcast today, gang, because one of the biggest of the TBTFs, as we like to say around here, Bank of America, is getting smaller. B of A announced not long ago it's going to cut 30,000 jobs over the next couple of years. Today, the Wall Street Journal reports the bank could be halfway to that goal by this December, all the way done a year ahead of schedule. Our New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore explains how it's going to get there and what a leaner B of A might look like.
A year ago, Bank of America announced it would cut one out of every 10 jobs. Ever since then, a sword has been hanging over the heads of its employees.
You know, you walk out back onto that trading desk or that banking floor or anywhere else, if business levels don't start picking up very quickly, it's just a matter of time before there's another round coming.
That's Michael Driscoll, a professor at Adelphi University. He knows from working on Wall Street that profit is king.
They have a responsibility to shareholders to maximize shareholder value, not maximize employee value.
Employees and shareholders alike are still paying the price for Bank of America's enthusiasm during the housing boom. Distressed mortgages, mostly from Countrywide Financial, cost Bank of America around $8 billion a year.
The purchase of Countrywide was probably one of the worst business decisions ever. Having made that error, it's probably not surprising that they're downsizing that effort.
Cornelius Hurley is a law professor at Boston University. Bank of America is shrinking its mortgage business as part of the cuts. The bank has a rule now. Housing recovery or no, Bank of America won't give a mortgage to anyone who's not already a customer.
That does come at a particularly bad time as we're trying to get more banks lending in this area. And to the extent that this is one of the largest banks in the country, that's not helpful.
I asked several experts whether big banks like Bank of America can really give themselves a makeover. The common answer was this: they have no other choice. In New York, I'm Heidi Moore for Marketplace.